Hello, good morning. This is Richard. Can I help you?
Hello, good morning, Richard. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department.
Hey, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm just wonderful today. Thank you.
Oh, good. Did you get everything squared away yesterday?
I did.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm so glad to hear it. Okay, perfect. So my job is to come on and go over like all the program details and the pricing. So have you ever heard of Google Guarantee before?
Yes, I have.
And what is your, what do you know so far?
Just know that that they guarantee the, that they guarantee the work to a certain amount
for
customers that call in on leads. So it's a secure thing for customers. And, when I go on, I can see that there's certain ones on the website I notice that are checked, have a green check next to them that they guaranteed.
Beautiful. Okay, so you know a fair amount. Okay, sometimes I get folks on the phone and they're like, yeah, I understand. And then they start, I ask them to tell me what they understand and it's something totally different. So I just want to make sure before I start off the face. Now, tell me, do you have business license and insurance for the company?
I have a business license and I have insurance. Those two items I do have.
Beautiful. And tell me, Richard, how many face-to-face employees do you have?
None. I'm
none.
Just myself.
Just you? Okay. And can you pass a background check? Nothing stronger than a DUI or a misdemeanor?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Then you qualify for that. So the way this works is there's a $250 application fee. The application fee goes...
Let me up you right there because somebody had asked me also, do I file taxes? And someone said, well, you're about... Now, are you going to ask me anything about taxes, your tax returns?
No, sir.
Okay, let's continue.
That's between you and the government.
Right.
That doesn't matter to me, my friend.
Someone said part of the deal is you have to turn in your tax returns, and if I have to do that, I wasn't going to do it.
No. Tax returns, no. I think that if you have a tax ID number or a EIN, but I believe that your Social Security number also doubles as an EIN or whatever. I think but there's no, they're not asking for proof of your taxes and all that. That's between you and the government.
Right.
There's a $250 application fee and it's non-refundable. So Richard, what this goes for is to get everything Google Guarantee approved, background checks, the entire approval process. Now, the advantage to this, once you're approved, is clients like yourself only pay per Google Guaranteed valid lead. How we know for a fact that it is or is not a valid lead is you are assigned a specific call tracking phone number directly from Google, and those calls are recorded. Prior to the client or prospect making connection directly with you as the service provider, you get a notification coming through the phone that says that it is, in fact, a Google Guaranteed lead coming through. Okay? So the cool thing about this is unlike other pay-per-lead services, you're not chasing the client down. The client has already looked at your profile, looked at the website, and gotten that warm, fuzzy feeling about you in order to pick up the phone and give you a shout in the first place, okay? So they have already determined that you are the provider that they want to work with. So it's going to come through, and it's going to say Google Guaranteed Lead, and you're going to be able to connect with that client. Now, say that it is not a qualified lead. Say that it's a spam call. Say it's a solicitation call. Say that it's a service that you don't provide, meaning they looked at your profile and or they didn't look at your profile prior to calling, and they connect with you and they ask you for something that you don't provide that's not listed in your profile and you decline the job. You're not charged for that lead. Say it's a sales or solicitation call. You're not charged for that. That's not a lead. Okay?
Okay.
say that it's a service that you don't provide, an area that you don't provide service in. Say they're asking for something in an area that you're not, that you don't provide in, and it's not listed on your, it's not listed on your profile. You're not charged. So you're not charged if it's an unqualified lead. All of those things make it an unqualified lead. Now, if you set appointment time or you give estimate over the phone, that's considered a qualified lead.
Okay.
Now, and you're absolutely right. Google does act as a partner and backs up your work with an additional $2,000 worth of additional insurance per client for the lifetime of the service. Just acting as a partner directly to you. So not only are they giving you better qualified Google guaranteed leads, but even more importantly, they're backing you up as a Google guaranteed service provider for the area. Now, what I'm looking at here, let me see here. Once the client, once the application has been processed and everything has completely been approved and you have that Google guaranteed checkmark, which that entire process, the maximum I've ever seen it take is 4 to 8 weeks, but I have seen it happen in as little as 1 to 2 weeks. It just really depends on how quickly you get the information for the application back to us. Meaning we give you a client, we give you the application, then we give you a client interview. We lay out all of the criteria that we need prior to that client interview. So basically the whole point of a client interview is just to kind of touch base on any missing objects or anything that you had any further questions on. We want to be very specific and clear with you about that. You will need a couple of 5-star reviews for your Google Guarantee application, and we do give you a specific link that is particular to your business. You can send that out to a couple of your trusted clients, and wham, bam, we go ahead and take care of that. Now, once that application has been processed and approved, which it seems like you would get approval very quickly, Richard, we will contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. The minimum monthly budget is set at $313. This gives you 13 Google guaranteed leads at $24 a lead. Now, the cool thing about this is the lead cost never fluctuates, it never goes up, it never changes. You don't share those leads with anybody else. And again, we talked about not only lead exclusivity, but also qualification of actual leads. So for a qualified lead to only cost $24, that's pretty cool, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, in addition, I think you're going to love it, Richard, but in addition to this, say all of a sudden, you and your family is going to go on vacation for 6 weeks or something, right? Or say you decide you just need to pause the campaign because you're too darn busy. That budget automatically rolls over to the following month. You're not automatically charged.
Okay.
You can pause it, and when you pause it, it doesn't automatically restart. You have to call back in to unpause it. So there's huge advantages to this. And you can increase the budget ad infinitum. Say you know you want 18 leads a month, or you want 75 leads a month. Whatever the case is, you can increase that budget at any point in time. So that minimum monthly budget is only due after you have been completely approved through the Google Guarantee application process and completely vetted and advanced verified. At that point, then the technician will contact you to set that minimum monthly budget. It's not an automatic charge. Okay?
Okay.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot?
I think I do.
I think you're going to love it.
Are you with Local Splash or are you with Google?
No, I'm with Local Splash through the Google Guarantee Department. I've been with Local Splash for 7 years.
Okay. So, to be very frank, if this worked out really good,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'd want to consider or continue working mm-hmm. with the other part of Local Slack
sure.
that I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Google yeah. I'm paying for
Yeah. And this is by far the best product that Google has ever come out with. And my suggestion to you would be, obviously, since it is all a 100% tax write-off on the end of your business taxes, is until that Google Guarantee program's been completely approved and you are a service provider, just hang on to the local program and what you got going on.
Right.
But it's not a big deal if you choose to cancel the local program and go with this other better qualified program because you feel like it's stronger and better for you. That's perfectly fine.
Now, is there, in addition to that $300, is there a fee paid to Local Splash?
No, our fee's already figured in there.
Okay, it's all included in there, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's all inclusive, exactly.
All right, that's good, yeah. Okay, that all sounds good. And, yes, I would like to do that.
Okay.
I think I would like.
Cool. I think you're going to love it. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
I think I've got my own question answered. It's an exclusive ad. It's not going out to five or six different more.
It's not going out to anybody else. Only you. Only you, Richard. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It really is wonderful, right? Because I know that it can be super tough with the way that they've designed some of these other things. And Google actually built this program to trump those other programs because they know how much y'all guys have struggled, and it's just been, you know, terrible.
I recently joined Angie's. I was with Home Advisor, and I left a couple years ago because it was so many moving parts, and it was just so very complicated to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I re-signed with Angie, I've had a couple of leads, but I've talked to people, then the clients say, gee, I didn't expect so many calls. And I said, well, how many calls do you have? She said, I've had 7 or 8 calls.
Mm-hmm.
So when you send out a lead and you have, 7 or 8 vendors calling somebody.
Right.
And then somebody's always lowballing them. That may just make it very good.
Exactly, and people nowadays, especially with like the stuff that's happening just in the world period, people are seeing, cent signs instead of dollar signs, and then they go with that, and just because it costs less doesn't mean it's better. It doesn't mean it's a good product, and then they're upset because they have to go back and have it redone anyways, like, less is not always more. Like, now I'm just kind of going over everything here, Richard. Did you want me to charge the application fee to the card that we currently have on file, a MasterCard ending in 7704?
I have one question, or I have something that may or may not affect this. So let's talk about that one moment.
Sure, let's do it.
Go in online and find something here. My new policy is available. New document here. Here is my insurance coverage, which I have with a Geico insurance. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to have to log in a minute. And
is it general liability insurance?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's all that's required.
Right. The effective date of the policy is 9/20. Now, I can go back in and change that if need be, but I knew this would take a while before I talked to everybody. So I've already paid the policy, but it goes into effect on the 20th. I was trying to kind of time it to everything here.
Yeah. Well, I think that would be fine because we're still going to need to get the other documents that are needed, and that'll give you time to not feel like you have to rush.
Right.
Because once the application fee's paid, that's it. It's done. It's paid. It's never going to have to be paid again. Say you add 10 people to the application, or say you have to apply 4 different times. There's no additional fee. It's a one-time cost.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like we're like, oh, sorry, you were denied because it's not in effect yet. And then we're like, okay, in order to apply again, we need another $250. That's not the case. It's a one-time fee, period.
The background check's going to take a minimum, you said 2, 3, 4 days, a week or something?
The minimum, once we have everything we need, so for the background check, we're going to need your social, we're going to need a copy of your social security number. Maybe, I don't know if they asked for this actual photo of the social security card or not, and also the photo ID. And then once everything, like we get that information, we also get those couple of, they need a couple, 2, 3, of the reviews. Like I said, we send out that specific link. Once we get all of that information, then we submit the application, and I've seen it turn around in under a week. Yes, sir.
Okay. But the one question I have, you already have Local Spice already has reviews on me.
It's, so this is specific to Google Guaranteed. It's
okay.
Different.
All right.
Yeah, all right. But you can send to those same folks. If you're still familiar and close with those folks, we'll send you the link, and you just shoot it out to them and say, hey, I'm trying to apply to get advanced verified through Google Guaranteed. I need your help. And I found that when you word it that way, when you say, I need your help, then people are really quick to help and write that review real fast, you know?
Oh, yeah. All right. I can do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's proceed. Let's proceed.
Cool. Okay. So right now you're going to receive an email notification that's going to be for the application fee. It will come up through as LSA application fee. That's coming through right now to you. And then I'm going to send email as well as text message for the application itself, Richard. Now, I personally am a gal who likes to see things in on the big screen, so I always look on my my actual PC as opposed to my telephone, mobile device. But whichever way works best for you, I just want to make sure that you have access to all the information. And what you're going to do with this is you're just going to go through the application. You're going to fill it out to the very best of your ability. And then we're also going to set a time and day for you to speak with my technician. Now, this is going to be to fill in those blanks, any additional questions that you have as far as the application goes. If you need any further explanation on the application, that's their job, is to go through that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure I can do it.
So the email is going to be coming through to you now. Give me just a couple of minutes here to get this going. Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
I think I already received something there.
Yeah, probably via text. I did send that to you, but right now I'm just attaching the link properly. I like to make it a clickable link for you when I send it via email. Now, do you have a Gmail?
A Gmail.
Yeah, like a Gmail account.
I have a Yahoo account. My email's in a Yahoo account, but I have a Gmail account.
You do? Okay, that's good, because I think that you have to do the application with the Gmail account. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure that that's what has to happen.
Not a problem.
Yeah. Please click on the link below. Okay, now the next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule the client interview. Did you want to set that? I don't know how much time you have for today, but I have available, his calendar's pretty full. I have available appointment time. All day is open for tomorrow and for Friday for the client interview for the application.
Yeah. I can probably do it at 11 o'clock.
Tomorrow?
From 11 on. I have a job in the morning.
Cool.
From 11 on.
So do you want me to set it for 11 or do you want me to set it for 1? I mean, or 2. I have something available at 2.
No, 11.
11's best for you? Got it. Okay. You're going to see email notification come through that's going to say GG for Google Guarantee, CI for client interview, EN for English. It will have your first and last name. And then you're also going to get a text and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment, because my technician is going to send out the information just in case for any reason you were unable to keep that appointment time. They want to make sure that you know we're calling from the 877 phone number. And, hey, by the way, you know, all – if you can't keep the appointment, just call or text back in so we can push it out. Okay?
Sure. Okay.
Now, as far as this goes, I see that you are offering very specific type of services in addition to the mold inspections. Did you want to share with me any other keyword services that you want to be coming up for?
It is air testing. We do we test for air clarity, so it's air and mold. Sample testing.
Okay.
That's really, and you might add the word toxic in there. Somewhere we're toxic.
Okay.
Because some toxic, and so it would be for toxicity or toxic testing, as well as mold and air quality testing.
Got it. Okay. All right. Perfect. I've got that all locked in here. Okay. And then you should have received the Google Guarantee application, and that will go ahead and walk you through the documents that you may need, anything else that we don't already have on file for you. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to working with you, and this is going to be great. I believe you're absolutely going to love it.
Okay. I look forward to it.
All right. Me too.
Canceling Angie. Look forward to that.
Yes. Let that go. Absolutely let that go. Yes.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your help.
I appreciate your time. Have a great day, Richard. Bye now.